This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump at the White House in Washington, D.C. In his remarks, Mr. Modi said he and Mr. Trump will continue to advance India's US strategic partnership. He said Mr. Trump has made a contribution towards strengthening the relationship to make them comprehensive. The Prime Minister recalled Howdy Modi event in Texas and a Namaste Trump event in Gujarat. Mr. Modi congratulated Mr. Trump on his grand and historic victory in the U.S. presidential elections. He said last year people of India gave him the opportunity to serve them for the third consecutive time. He said together both will march towards progress and prosperity of the two nations. He said this is not an era of war and that issues must be solved with diplomacy. Mr. Modi expressed happiness that President Trump has taken the initiative to restore peace. He said, "The world thinks India is a neutral country on this issue, but India is not neutral. It is on the side of peace." U.S. President Donald Trump in his remarks said Mr. Modi has been his friend for a long time and Mr. Modi is a great leader. He said India will purchase oil and gas from the U.S. This is the first time Prime Minister Modi visited U.S. since the inauguration of the second presidential term of President Trump. The Joint Committee report on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 was tabled in both houses of parliament amid opposition protest. Chairman of the Joint Committee, Jagdambika Pal, tabled the report in the Lok Sabha. Opposition members created noisy scenes. Amid the din, Union Home Minister said the BJP has no objection if Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla allows the addition of dissent notes in the report as seat by the opposition members. Members from Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, TMC and others staged a walkout from the House protesting against the report. Both the Houses of the Parliament went into recess till 10th of next month as the first leg of the budget session of Parliament came to a close. In Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla said the first phase of the session has recorded 112% productivity. Earlier in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced Income Tax Bill 2025. The bill aims at consolidating and amending the laws relating to income tax. Speaking on the bill, she said that the new legislation has fewer sections and chapters in comparison to the existing Income Tax Act and it has been simplified for easy comprehension by the common man. The minister also rejected the objections raised by some opposition MPs on the bill. She clarified that the number of sections in the proposed bill is 536, while there were 819 sections in the Income Tax Act 1961. In the Rajya Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman replied to the discussion on the union budget. Ms. Sitharaman said the government has not cut down on any sectoral allocations in the union budget 2025-26. The minister said that there is no reduction in the effective capital expenditure as claimed by the opposition. President's rule has been imposed in Manipur days after the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh. The Ministry of Home Affairs has issued an official notification in this regard. The notification said that President Draupadi Murmu had received a report from the Manipur governor and after considering the report in exercise of the powers conferred by Article 356 of the Constitution, President's rule has been imposed in the state. Over 80 lakh devotees took the holy dip till 8 p.m. yesterday at the Triveni Sangam of Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. So far, 49 crore 14 lakh devotees have bathed in the Sangam, including many eminent personalities. Chhattisgarh Governor Raman Deka, along with Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai, Assembly Speaker Raman Singh, ministers from his state cabinet and several MLAs took a holy dip in the Sangam and performed prayers. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha also bathed at the holy Sangam along with his family. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia and Senior Congress Leader Sachin Pilot also took a holy bath at Sangam. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will participate as a chief guest at the closing ceremony of the 38th National Games in Haldwani today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the National Games at Maharana Pratap Sports College in Dehradun earlier on January 28. The closing ceremony of the National Games will begin at 2 p.m. at the International Sports Complex in Haldwani today. In tennis, India's Nicky Punaka and Zimbabwe's Courtney Locke advanced to the men's double semi-final of the Delhi Open. The duo is set to face the British-Danish pair of Jay Clark and Johannes Ingildsen in the semi-final today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.